Day one in the books, day two of the Midwest Ag Expo at the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA, just west of Gifford, Illinois on U.S. Route 136. If we want to entice people to come out, so if you go up I-57, it's Durantula exit. If you hit I-74, St. Joe exit, go north, and you will work yourself up to the Gifford area, and just follow the traffic. That's the easiest way of doing it. We got Lisa Graham with Gordyville USA. Day two ahead of us here, Lisa. How are we doing?
We are doing great. We are extremely honored to have 31 years of the Ag Show being here at Gordyville, and it's a tradition. And as we salute the farmers in ag, I couldn't be more happier with our turnout.
Now, I know I've seen you all over the building today. You've been behind us here working the snack table, but earlier in the morning you were up at the north end of the building here. I imagine an event like this, even though that there are so many hands working to make this event a success. I'm sure lots of coming and going and working hard even after the event is done.
It is, and we have a great team. Somebody's covering everywhere we go. The weather today has been decent. We're preparing for the cold later in the week, so I'm glad it's a little better weather now, and people moving in, moving out, it makes it easier for everybody because there's a lot of equipment. I said every nook and cranny is filled here in the arenas. So move out gets a little crazy, and just hoping Mother Nature gives us good weather.
I noticed you had to get a little creative this year and finagling some things around, but the nice thing about that too is every year is different. You have different folks coming in here and you have to mix it up a little bit. I kind of like where we are this year. It gives us a little bit of a different vantage point and allowed for some of our friends with the I&I and some of the bigger implements to work some things in here on the south building.
Sure, and like I said, from the big tractors to the lawnmowers, the buildings. This year we had Sukup. They constructed a silo in the building. We have some big equipment pieces. So again, it's like putting a puzzle together and we kind of fit. And our show coordinator, Jamie Applegate, she does a great job of knowing who needs what space. And you know, there's tradition. People have been in the same spot for 31 years and you don't mess with that. Others we can move around and Jamie's very flexible about moving them around. But traditionally people like to stay where they are because then the customers know where they are. They know where the popcorn is and they know where the honey is. And you know, so they
ice cream cones.
Yes, the ice cream. And this reminds me of the days of the old county fairs when you'd walk around with a bag and you'd get a little souvenir from each booth. And I think that is, you know, even some of the hospitals represented handing out different memorabilia and a lot of the vendors, ink pens and fly swatters and, you know, koozies. So there's a lot to see and do. And you just never know. You might take something home and it might spark you 6 months down the road to come back and visit with those people and buy a lawnmower. Or, you know, you see the lawnmower here as we have snow, but, you know, this summer you might say, hey, Double Y was there and I'm going to go see them. So it is a rolling effect. You don't know. Maybe not all the purchases are made today, but they'll be made down the line.
That is always the goal with the swag. Anytime you have a t-shirt or a hat or a pen or whatever, the trinkets that you have here, first instinct is to fill up a bag and bring all of it home. But the idea is to plant that seed for further down the road. Whenever you need a lawnmower, whenever you need a chainsaw, whenever you need some farm implement, or if you need banking, or if you need insurance, it's not just the ag side of things too. I mean, there's a lot of things that everyday people use, and that's why this show is so important for folks in the area to come out, even if you're not into the agriculture world.
And we support each other. I mean, that's the thing. There's neighbors here that are supporting each other, but there's also companies that drove hours to be here. We had equipment coming in as early as Monday and Tuesday. Give a shout out to Harriet's. They bring all the pipe and drape and the tables and the carpet, and they start that on Monday. So it is a quick turnover because here at Gordyville, we have a show coming in next week. So this will all leave and our next event will come in and things will roll just like they do throughout the year.
You're a pro at this. You know I always segue, and you got ahead of me here on it. You've got some shows coming up here that we definitely want to talk about, let folks know about.
We do. We have coming up, our big thing we always get calls about is the draft horse sale, where we sell some of the top Belgians and Percherons in the country. We've set records here year after year, and they're celebrating 32 years of coming back to Gordyville. And we just made the announcement last night. We are teaming up with the Mid-States Rodeo Association, and their finals will be coming in October to our rodeo. So we're going back to our rodeo roots of an 8-event rodeo. Lots of excitement building about that. We're going to have 8 events with 12 top contestants going for the title, and that will be in October. So this is a place to be for the rodeo in October. There is something 48 weekends of the year going on here at Gordyville, and we've partnered now with Gibson Area Hospital. We've renamed our facility Arena, so it's now, you'll see the big G hanging in the center, and that is the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA. So excited to partner with the locals.
I know a lot of tractor pull fans are particularly excited that March coming around, get the Midwest Ag tractor pulls back in here.
Yes, they're coming back. They've been on a 3-year hiatus. I know the years of COVID kind of was hard on them, and they've changed some locations. But yeah, they're coming back, and Clint Tucker and his group, it's going to be a great 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Our crew's going to turn the arena over Sunday and Monday, and Tuesday we'll have a quarter horse show.
Burger Barn is always running, and of course those online auctions. We want to have people focus on those online auctions. You can get a lot of great items there, and of course,
shopper.
Yeah, there's a few of us out there that frequent those, and it's a great opportunity to shop from the comfort of your own home.
Right, and if you have an estate or items that you want to have at our auction, just give us a call. Amber's our manager of our auctions, and she can work your items in with another auction, or if you have a big enough estate, we can do one simply on your own. But we're running about one a week on our auctions, and you can always follow us at our Facebook page because we're always posting what's happening.
And of course, that website and the Facebook page is easy to find, GordyvilleUSA.com. Facebook, I'm sure, GordyvilleUSA. So we try to keep it easy. It's always nice when people keep it easy. We don't need the 27-character email address or something of that there. Folks that want to reach out to Gordyville, and of course the website's a good starting point, but they can reach out to you and talk about if they want to do an event, if they want to look at the calendar, if they have questions or want tickets for an event, that they can do that as well.
Right, and they can always call us at 217-568-7117, and we're always here. We're here, somebody's usually here 6 days a week.
And of course, they're here today. Gordyville, USA, the Gibson Area Hospital Arena is going to be packed here in just minutes with more folks coming out to the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo. Lisa Graham with Gordyville, USA. Always a pleasure, Lisa. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Have a great day and enjoy all that you have to see here.
I'm going to try to get as much in as possible, as will most of the folks making their way here today. Of course, we will have more reports throughout the day here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.